Yes, it is. I got a 4.
Yay.
Oh, 6 total.
All right. 6 total. Let's see. Demons, demons, demons. All right.
Demons, demons, demons.
All right. basically what you get are twofold with a 6. One, demons come from hell, so you shouldn't use fire on them because they exposed to fire all the time. They're immune to it. And the second is if you have a holy symbol and you're a believer, it does actually repel them. It makes it more difficult to hurt you.
Okay, I go find a meaning.
Taoist symbol?
Yep.
Taoist or Confucian? Or, sorry, Buddhist, not Confucian.
Buddhist.
Alright.
Buddhist. So they even have a holy symbol?
Yeah, it's a little, they basically have, like, symbols and whatnot.
It's a Buddha, probably.
No. Not necessarily.
That's American.
Or something like, you know.
That's American.
Not that one. The real Buddha.
Like the prayer beads. Prayer beads would be something similar.
Or a lotus, if you follow that particular Buddha.
Does not Pantheon have some?
Depends on, yeah, they do.
Okay.
You find one somewhere.
Now, what quality are you getting?
What qualities are you?
Poor, common, and fine.
Extravagant? I go beyond fine.
Common? Then common-wise, let's see. Jade is probably fine. Common would probably be more like just nice polished stone. Wood would probably be the poor version.
But that would be unpolished wood.
But it would be polished wood, but it's still wood.
Now you can use it to step a vampire.
Yeah, so you've got stone beads, and that's...
get a pencil that actually has lead.
And that will be 10 shillings.
Mine was a bit more expensive.
Because you have a nice silver cross.
You're blinging?
I'm blinging. It repels demons.
It's encrusted in diamonds.
But you do apparently have to be a believer. That's what they say. Just throwing holy symbols at people doesn't work.
So you have to pick up one of a religion you actually actively follow.
But I still love the scene. And have you guys seen The Mummy?
Yeah.
No. I believe in the true Lord Jesus Christ. Muhammad is my. Like six different holy symbols. He just started cycling through.
You have knowledge of many languages. I need you.
Good. You can be my servant.
I am a devout Protestant. I think it was right.
Yes, Protestant.
But the problem is there aren't many Protestant churches in England.
Technically, but it's the Church of England. Protestant is everything non-Catholic.
Okay, so I suppose I've been attending a Church of England church on Sundays.
Or you could find a Methodist or a...
I've been attending the church closest to...
What faction are they? I don't know. I walk in and do this. praise the Lord.
No. I am a fairly...
Okay. I'm just joking with you.
Yeah.
All right. You guys basically have one more research until the thing starts up.
All right. We got some information on demons.
Specifically what not to use and how to repel them.
Yes. Which is fairly good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else in the notes we can find?
Not really. Not that the book is trying.
All right, so...
Could we do more research on the church he's going to? Or maybe
Rosalind? Yeah. Sure, that's possible.
Okay. Get a 4!
Yeah!
14.
Plus 1.
15.
6.
16. All right. From what you get, Roslyn is a center of Freemasons, and it's very closely allied with the Freemasons. In addition, it's got a lot of non-Christian symbols, so to speak. They have angels, devils, dragons, strange men known as green men, which is purely from Celtic mythology, has no place in Christianity. And the entire area is known to have... Masonic symbols. It's in a large T formation, like a rather than the cross, which is normal, you have bam, bam, it's in a T formation where it goes bam, bam. Which makes it odd among chapels, because most of them set their setup in the form of a cross.
I don't know that. I didn't. Of course, I don't see many chapels from the air.
Yeah, and usually don't see. I don't think U.S. chapels follow the same.
No, they concept. Tend to just go with what looks cool.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Good Shepherd, or not Good Shepherd, but Trinity Lutheran Church downtown. Mm-hmm. Their chapel is actually a cross.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the churches in Europe are.
All right. Well, we can either do more research now or go watch Liam make a fool of himself.
Yep.
There's nothing to investigate on, unless you want to do more for the sense of research on weaknesses of random creatures you found.
Yes.
What creature?
Ghosts.
All right. You two can enjoy that. I'll go watch Liam make a fool of himself.
Consider the last encounters we had with ghosts did not end in a healthy manner.
Yeah, we need to get really funny.
And yep, Antonio Lucchetti.
Nice. 8.
9.
4 plus 2 is 6.
I effectively have a minus 1.
Yeah.
Alright.
I like how the support is doing better than the main.
Oh, sometimes that happens. All right.
It's because it was involving ghosts.
Ghosts.
I'm tired of the damn ghosts.
What you're specifically asking for is how to kill them. Magic weapons.
And how to repel them, because salt obviously
or
doesn't
magic.
Work.
You only got a success, not a race. So you get magic can harm them. Magic weapons or magic in general.
So you.
No.
I consider her very magic. Even though in technology she's not, but in my mind, the stuff she does, it's magic.
Well, no. She has no offensive magic is the issue.
That was sorry.
She can learn.
Sweet.
Okay. Alright, so
but you learn magic as if you learn
You're sitting up in the crowds, and you can... this feels familiar to you. You did this last time. You can see that there are people taking bets and whatnot. And, you know, there's... You can see that there's an official basically presiding over each side. And you'll notice that he basically checks up on each person.
I'll put 5 pounds on Liam.
5 pounds on Liam? right now, the odds are 3-1 against him. So you put in 5 pounds. If you win, you actually...
How much was it?
15.
Get 15. Shillings. But... Only 10 more than what you got, if you understand my meaning.
I get the original five pounds back plus 10.
Plus 10.
I know how betting works.
Okay. What?
It was 20 shillings for my holy symbol?
It was 10.
10? How many is that? Is that 0.5.
0.5.
Okay.
It's half a pound.
Win.
Okay.
You can assist me by distracting them?
All right. Time to get rip-roaring drunk and take off all my clothes.
And then you're asked to leave. Okay. So, Brian, you know, you're kind of getting, you know, all spiffed up and whatnot, and you got a trainer sitting there, kind of. The official comes in and says, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your opponent is ready, so please, if you'll step out into the... fight. All right. Say in front of you is a fairly short but hefty blonde man. You could see that he definitely not quite English. He seems to be a bit more rough around the edges. We all know that he seems to know at least how to hold the right end of a sword.
Nice. That was a good gambling roll would have to be done for something like cards, not betting.
Yeah, you're just doing a straight bet. And this is involving another PC.
Yeah. question for you, though. If I only get my money if he wins it all, or...
If he wins it all.
You already made the bet.
That's the thing. It's to gamble.
Yeah, I don't... It's just 5 pounds. I don't mind.
Introducing Liam... What's your last name again?
Whitman.
Liam Whitman versus... An upstanding Englishman versus Jonathan Myers, an incoming Canadian. Fight!
You're like, ah!
Finish him?
4.
7.
You successfully kind of go... And of course, you know, you make short work of it. He knows what he's doing, but he's not as good as you. All right. And, of course, you know, the next round, you're sitting there kind of getting nice and ready. When you're sitting inside your dressing room, if you'll kindly give me a notice check.
Someone dyed your socks pink.
You know, the usual flowers and whatnot are coming in from all the... And the letters of support. And, yeah, throw the diamond to us.
See?
All right. That's basically it. You're... now that you're only doing two today, it actually, you're not quite as...
Fatigued.
But apparently you're going up against another Englishman! His name is Anthony Pritchard, and he apparently is quite good.
Oh.
He spent a lot of time with rapiers. So he is quite skilled with it.
All right. Hope we're not chosen for sabers.
Alright. So, of course, Liam, round two, Liam Whitman versus Anthony Pritchard. Fight!
Who is that guy?
8.
So, you've been hit. 5 pounds is riding on, you're winning.
I think you all got to advance.
No, that's still 5.
Only burning one Betty and getting knocked out in round two.
How far does he have to make it to make it get his...
Third. He has to make it halfway at least. To be able to be rich. To have a career in it. Getting knocked out in round one and two is just kind of... That's the weeding out process.
Sorry. He has to roll a 7 to match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got a good chance.
There you go.
About 6.
Yeah.
9.
10. It's Englishman against Englishman.
No. Good show, boy. Good show. Yeah. Quite a nice pair, huh?
Have a conversation about
it. Was it?
Liam. Pleasure.
Someone stabbed someone already.
Yeah, I think we should train together more often. Oh, you've got a real being.
Better luck next time.
Oh, well. At least it's a good. At least I lost to an English.
Worst fight ever!
Shut up, Yang!
No, you shut up!
You shut up!
You shut up!
Stupid foreigner!
Why are the two Yangs yelling at each other on opposite sides?
We kick your ass in the War of 1812, we'll do it again!
But we kicked your ass in the revolution!
That's a civil war! That doesn't count!
Oh, really? Do you want me to come over there and show you?
Bring it, gang!
Let's take this outside!
And those two are tossed out. Alright.
That'll have been not injured today.
No, you're just kind of tired. You guys have one more research for the day.
Let's research something else that we came across. Werewolves.
We know Silva hurts them because of Mr. Lord Savage. Let's see what he gets. Yeah, you put it. Plus one.
Got 4.
Alright.
So that's 5.
What you uncover other than the... obviously, in the silver is
Wolfsbane.
Do you want to know some of its combat abilities, its weakness, miscellaneous?
Weakness.
All right. Other than silver, if you're carrying Wolfsbane, it makes it harder to attack you.
I guess you go buy a Wolfsbane now. How much will thing?
But that stuff smells.
If it will save your life, I'll carry it. Well, if it will save my life. You can't carry your own.
The thing about Wolfsbane is that it will go dry and go bad. You have to basically buy it beforehand.
When you know you're going against
it.
How long does it last?
Wolfsbane is a live plant, so...
Couple of days.
If
no, it just means it just means you need to carry the pot.
Yeah, if you've got a pot of it, but that's kind of combat hard holding a dagger in a pot. And
nice.
Strap it to your. What's your back, that neighbor?
So, fresh wolfsbane.
So, about a week.
By the end of a week, probably not. You probably want to keep it within 3 days.
Hmm.
All right.
There was one thing I was going to go to a craftsman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to get a belt that has all of my gods on it.
Okay. That is a specialty item, and yes. That will actually take a couple hours to find.
I figured it would take a couple hours, and then, you know, time for it to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we fought?
We did... there was that wannabe vampire.
So look up vampires?
And the magic guy.
And the hag.
And the hellhound and the hag.
Ew.
You guys have actually encountered a number of creatures.
Hellhounds need to go away. No, hags need to go away.
They fugly.
Wasn't it a male hag that we fought?
No.
No,
it was a female hag.
It was a lady.
I remember talking about... oh, maybe I just thought of that when we were fighting it. I was like, what if there was a male?
So, what's the question? Hags?
Weaknesses.
All right, specifically weaknesses.
I also want to know about their abilities afterwards.
Well, that will be a second one, but go ahead.
I get a 4.
So you get an assist there.
That's a 6, 7.
7, all right. They're weak. They are actually vulnerable to magic.
Much like ghosts.
Ghosts are hurt by magic, but not vulnerable to it. Hags are actually vulnerable to it.
Doesn't they take more damage from magic? I see.
Because remember, we did kill a hag without magic.
Alright, so, Ryan, you're sitting there, you know, you're back for day 2. So far, your 5 pounds is still sitting there, you know, people kind of like, oh. You know, at this point, you know, a lot of people have kind of drained out, but some new blood is kind of coming, making fresh bets and whatnot. So if you want to place a second bet, okay. not putting anything, okay.
Well, the women are investigating things, because... yeah. They find a white
person. Kick his ass!
Yet the Yank is watching
the
fight.
You are informed that the official is the same one. It's the same official who's been doing this the entire time.
Okay.
But your trainer will go, alright, today's a Spaniard. Noah Flores.
Huh?
He's pretty decent.
Didn't I fight him last time? I recognize that name.
No, it was another Spaniard. They all look the same.
Perhaps.
They all sound the same. They all have the same name. I'm sure they're all related.
Damn. Spanish powers.
So.
Alright.
Good luck. When you kind of saunter out, give me a notice check.
I should succeed this time.
Do I get a notice check as well, or am I...
yeah, you'll get a notice check.
Since... 5.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to be cheating, I would have played this.
I'm apparently having it out.
Do you not have a wild die?
Oh.
Double wild.
I find all the information available through research and all that. I wanted to cheat.
Alright. Ryan, when he's kind of stepping up, he's got bags under his eyes.
Bags?
Bags.
Like he's turned.
Yeah.
No, he actually
has bags. Eight-time bags.
And so he's kind of... under his eyes.
Are you alright, old chap?
Nothing you should be worried about, Englishman.
Oh, are you certain? You don't sleep well. If you insist, well, no, I can't do this. It goes against my code of honor.
Well, then you'd better put your weapon away quickly. And at that point, you know, he begins the announcement. Liam Whitman versus Noah Flores! Fight! Four.
5.
Alright, you.
Try to make it quick.
Yeah, you. It takes a bit longer than you'd like, but you can tell. He's tired, and not just the type of tired where, you know, you didn't get, like, you didn't get a full 8 hours rest. Something, he's beat. He is tired. But of course, you know, it's maybe it's out partying too much or something like that. The next round. Yeah. All right, Liam. This is a big one. It's Antonio again.
Ah.
Antonio Lucenzo.
Bandit.
Oh. But before you start the fight, you know, the official actually, you know, basically, this also happened yesterday, brings in refreshments and whatnot. All right, now that you're nice and refreshed, are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, check the demo.
All right.
I don't know. I would look at the refreshments first.
Give me a nose check.
Kind of smell it or whatever. 10.
Nothing odd.
Alright, well.
Not quite up to snuff, but not that odd.
Alright, well, I guess I'll partake then.
Alright. Round 4, you know, you kind of saunter up, and when Antonio walks up, he's downright pale. His hair's actually, it's still kind of nicely done, but you'll notice it's actually kind of disheveled.
Are you okay, Antonio?
No, I'm not okay.
I won't have the match then. Cancel the match.
Liam Whitman versus Antonio Lucenzo. Fight! And he's kind of like, all right.
What? You're still going through? No, we need to get you to the hospital, boy.
Italian pride. I won't back down.
Well, we can have this match later. Your health is more important.
No, put up your blade. Put up your blade.
Very well. If you insist. Nine. 10.
You've fought Lucenzo before. Last time, he had a D12 plus 2. This time he's just fighting at a D12.
Oh.
He's not just sick. He's like minus 2 penalty sick, which means that he's got something up. And actually, as you kind of do the finishing movement, you get a nice gut poke, you actually spit up something, and it's black. Straight up black. And you kind of go, ugh! And you kind of go, ugh! Oh. And you notice that he actually gets kind of dizzy, and he passes out.
Kind of. Oh crap!
Victor! Congratulations!
Excuse me, yes, thank you. Pick him up and kind of start dragging him to, like, you
know. His trainer's like, what?
Is there an ambulance?
His trainer's, of course, speaking Italian at a million miles an hour.
Wait, the Spaniard's trainer is...
The Italian.
Italian.
Oh,
Italian.
I'm sorry. Oh, the last guy was a Spaniard.
Yeah. He doesn't speak Italian.
He doesn't speak Italian, and he's speaking at a million miles an hour, and his hands are moving in all different directions.
I speak French, Gaelic, and Russian.
Maybe if you spoke slower, you might catch it.
I'll just continue to, you know, is there a doctor?
Yeah. Basically, they kind of usher him out. Obviously, he's sick or something. Excuse me? And, give me another notice check.
Am I not perfect?
No, not this one. This is on the floor.
Okay,
the official noticed that. He should have noticed how sick he was. Because that's not just a sniffle.
Yeah.
That was...
Do I recognize him?
Yeah, you recognize this official.
Who is he?
He's one of the, basically, three that kind of maintain this arena, so to speak.
Okay. Is this the same one as last time?
No. It rotates between... You only know their first names. That's how you only ever introduce them. There was a Stephen, a James, and a Mark. This is James.
Okay. I guess I'll go over and speak to Mark, then.
Mark is not present. James is the one who's basically running the show.
Sorry, whoever you said was here.
Ah, congratulations, Mr. Whitman.
Yes, are you paying attention?
I don't need you second-guessing my judgments. Yeah, you won fair and square.
No. That man was very, very sick beforehand. Why go on?
He was fine when I served him refreshments.
Well, there must be something wrong with the refreshments then, because he was quite sick.
If he had some sort of allergic reaction, that's his own business. It's his fault if he decided to eat it. If he had food poisoning, it's his fault. That food was fresh, the tea was straight from the docks, and the cookies were baked by our usual bakery.
Hmm. Yes, well, next time, please, you know, take into consideration the health of the...
Thank you, Mr. Whitman.
Thank you.
Alright. Now, as a question, where have you actually been staying these? Your house or the lodge? Been staying at the lodge, probably, right?
Probably my house.
Okay.
He has a house for me.
Alright. You guys have one last research today. I'm trying to do the. You guys get one research. Ryan, you guys get one research.
I want to research the tags.
Hey, so far your bet's almost.
Did I manage
to? He's made it to the finale. He has to win this.
I get a four again.
And what did you guys research?
The abilities of a hag.
Yeah, the abilities
Joseph,
of a hag.
Joseph, and there's a J name.
All right.
Other in here.
All right, you get to know about one of the abilities, since it was just a success. Because it takes multiple days to research things.
Which, say that.
Which one do you wish to know about? Their curse or their illusion?
They've been...
What's the curse? Because we already seen the illusion.
Curse?
Okay.
Sick.
A hag can curse one enemy with insight each round as a free action. They must take a spirit check or be shaken.
I do not understand these words. What do they mean?
A hag can look at you and you feel terror and have trouble moving.
She attacks your very being. She cusses you out and you're... Lady's not supposed to say that.
What are you saying about my mother?
Anything else
we
should look up?
I told Joseph about the refreshments.
Joseph? Okay.
Hi!
Okay.
Yeah.
You can go test the bomb. I'm raging drunk! Okay, but it was tea! Yep! That means something's wrong!
You can always try and go in and look at his refreshments and whatnot if you want.
It was Long Island, I swear.
Alright, that's a stealth check to basically slip into it. It's not stealth check so much as in the, you know, creepy along the halls, but it's sort of the, you know, I'm sneaking in, I'm a fanboy type of thing.
I belong here, kind of.
I belong here. It's not the strange American in a duster kind of going...
Yeah, six.
Alright. They're basically, you were going past their passive perception. They weren't really looking for people breaking in. You know. And you'll be able to slip into his room and you'll... He and his trainer are not here because they're actually off at the hospital.
Yeah.
But you do see the refreshments. You don't see the teacup or anything like that, but the cookies are still present, the half-eaten cookies. And you'll know... And the rest of his room. Plenty of flowers from adoring female fans. And also some letters of encouragement. And, you know, you can see that he's also got kind of a wardrobe here as well.
That would be a notice check or an investigate to find...
Investigate. Because you're basically on a crime scene. That's what investigate is.
By the way, we looked it up and we established the reason I don't have investigate, my marshal job was more escorting people than anything else.
You're still fairly young.
Yeah.
Actually, we looked up, and U.S. Marshals basically filled in the cracks of all law enforcement. This could be witness protection, escorting witnesses, the crooks, catching the crooks. It's whatever they needed.
They weren't ever on the scene. They were just, yeah.
What the CIA does these days for FBI.
Actually, well, not FBI. Federal, the U.S. Marshals are actually...
11.
All right. You know, it's two things that are off. First, the cup is missing. When you were in Liam's room, because that's where Liam talked to you, he still had his cup. His cup is missing. And the second thing that is odd is his wardrobe has been opened recently.
No other clues about, though?
Not really.
Alright, I'm going to return to Liam's room then.
Okay. Liam's, of course, sitting there.
Did you find something?
I look at Liam's cup.
Still here.
Is there anything off about it?
No.
His cup was missing, and his